Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Now we're the only show in the state with three former professional athletes as we join.
No, two, our Gary right and now. Wags.
Oh, sorry. What were you?
I'm retired.
Retired. Oh, sorry. That's Leroy Butler. Don't want to offend the retired man. Paul Wagner, former MLB
P-Dub,
pitcher,
what's up, man?
Joins us here on the Big Show. What's up, Wags?
Yeah, no, you know, I'm hanging in there. It was a tough one, but what we talk about, the baseball. Baseball is such a funny game. You can be so high right away, and then you can get so low. You can laugh and you can cry and almost immediately in the game of baseball.
Uke said it last night, and it was like in the first inning, he said, how could you not be high for a game like this? This is going to be great. Going to be a great one. And Wags, it ended up being something not so great in that eighth inning. Can you tell us what Josh Hader had going through his mind there in the eighth inning while it was unraveling in front of him?
Well, you know, maybe a little bit of nerves. I don't know. You know, it's just how it happens. I mean, the script was set up exactly how Craig loves to play the game. He loves to use his personnel. He's not like Martinez. He doesn't go with an ace for the standard or the six innings. He doesn't have a Scherzer or a Strasburg. So his script was written out pretty well for Craig, and it looked like everything was set up. You know, Josh comes in for the eighth and ninth, gets six outs, game's over, and I believe everybody thought that way, especially the way the game started. And things unraveled. That snowball always rolls downhill fast, and in a blink of an eye, all of a sudden you're on that bump and you're throwing baseballs and there's a guy gets hit, there's a broken bat, and the next thing you know, you look at yourself and you go, what the hell just happened?
All right, let's talk about Hader for a second here. I've always said the reason Josh Hader's not a starter is because he really only has one and a half pitches that he can throw for strikes, and that kind of has worked against him in his career. And now this year you have the numbers throughout the year the guys were putting out. The Hader's throwing first-pitch fastballs to 85% of the time and so forth. How badly does he need to find another pitch that he can consistently throw for strikes going into next season?
Well, if his role is going to stay the same, he does it. Last year he did it. Last year he had the same. He threw the slider maybe a few more times. It's his pitch location. You know what? This year it seems to be in his head he needs to throw strike one. I think he's given up like 11. 11 might be high. He's given multiple home runs on first pitch fastballs. I mean, last year he worked in reverse. You know, as a baseball player, you say, or as a pitcher, you always say, climb the ladder. So you want strike one, then you want to elevate a little higher and a little bit higher and higher. Last year, Josh Hader came at you with the hard fastball, but he put it in a place where you couldn't hit it. And then he elevated one more step up to get strike two, just for sake purposes, and then strike three came back down in the zone. He's working reverse right now. Another pitch, absolutely, or he has to incorporate that slider a little bit more. But his pitch location, not necessarily his selection, like you say, Sparky, because that hasn't changed from last year when he was the most dominant pitcher in baseball. His location and what his attack mode is what's got to go back to what he did last year.
What about Grisham making that error in the outfield, obviously playing out there for Yelich since Yelich went down with that injury, and being a kid in his first season up here, a kid in his first playoff game? We talked about earlier, he needs to get at least another playoff game or two under his belt because you don't want to be defined by that.
No, I feel bad for him. But, again, that's how this team was built. Our MVP goes down. We have guys that played last year for us. We have guys that played in blue behind the plate. And then we have young guys. The biggest thing is you just can't let that ball get by you. I mean, and you're excited. You want to make a throw. You want to try to make the play. You want to make the highlight reel. But you've got to understand the situation. You cannot, whatever you do, baseball 101 with a lead, you cannot let the ball get behind you. That's why, you know, and it's something he knows. He knows it. He'll get over it, and he's probably his worst, you know, he's upset more than anybody, but that's how baseball is, and nobody in that clubhouse, we were talking earlier, nobody in that clubhouse is upset with him or looking down at him. Hey, we all 25 guys, we all play together, we all try to get it done, we pick each other up when one falls, and this is just a learning experience. It's a hard one, but it's one he probably will never make again.
You know, I think if you look at the Milwaukee Brewers, with all things being considered, I mean, I thought they did pretty well. I mean, to get to where they are right now, I thought Hader, to me, was used differently this year than he was last year.
Yeah. Gary,
because of Knebel, because of Jeremy Jeffress.
Yeah.
You just didn't have anybody surrounding him. His role changed.
Right. And you expect a little bit more from him. If we go back in the day, you know, look, even with Corey, but legally you go with Trevor Hoffman or K-Rod, or even go look at the Yankees, Mariano Rivera. Closers are generally set up for three outs. Mm-hmm. Three outs. Yes. We've asked a lot of Josh Hader. Josh Hader's been put in a situation where we want six outs. I mean, that's a tough gig for
sometimes
considering.
Eight.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. So, yeah, you're right. With Knebel going down, JJ being ineffective, the whole role has changed. And unfortunately, another person hasn't really stepped up to it. And the burden was put right on Josh's shoulders.
Talking with former MLB pitcher Paul Wagner here on the Wendy's Big Show after the Brewers lose in D.C. in the wild card game with a chance to advance to face the L.A. Dodgers. Wags, Brandon Woodruff last night, I think, showed a little bit more of Brewer Nation and the nation in general of what a big-time pitcher he can be, and obviously in just four innings because of coming off the injury without really any rehab. What have you seen out of Woodruff's development that would lend you to believe that this is him and that Woody is only going to get better climbing into that upper echelon of pitchers in Major League Baseball?
I love the way he works. His stuff that you can take for granted. Obviously, he's got a plus-plus fastball. He's got a wipeout slider. He can throw different pitches. He composes himself on the mound. He's got the tools that you look for. But you know what? He's doing it. He's coming back, and he's doing it in pressure situations. And I'm not saying that, you know, last night was great. Last year was pretty tough. I mean, we saw what he did in the postseason last year. I think he's just got the makeup and build, and confidence is what generates what's going to make him an ace. And he is an ace. He has the physical tools to be the ace. But I think he's jumping into that Scherzer, that Garrett Cole, that Verlander. He can get that mindset like those guys. And not to be a prick, but to believe that he is the best guy. If Brandon Woodruff gets that belief, and with the stuff he has, he will be a top pitcher in the big leagues for a long time.
Yeah, I want to ask this question because, you know, the reaction is sometimes fast, and it just comes in fast. Would it be unprecedented if for some reason David Stearns make a change at pitching coach and give up on Hook, or would he just be safe for next year?
Me personally, I don't know, Chris. Nothing against him, but after when we had like 35 games left, we'd given up more runs. It just isn't something. Chris was great. He brought all of these kids up through the minor league system, but in my mind, coming to the big leagues, I needed a new set of eyes. I needed someone to speak to me and tell me something different. Chris is great, and you know nothing against him. He's just maybe in a different organization, he could be a big league man or a big league pitching coach. But with ours, everybody has heard how he attacks. We all know his philosophy. We all know what he does. We came up with him through AA and AAA. So there was there's no one to lean on and no one to turn to when we got into a problem or a funk and we needed some help to get out of. Believe me, I don't know him personally. Nothing against him. I think he's a great guy. He probably is. He's great through the minor league system. But I think the Milwaukee Brewers they have to make a change at the pitching coach position, most definitely.
Yeah, how about those apples? Oh. Let's talk about Brent Suter for a second, shall we? What is his role? He's been really good coming off of injury out of the bullpen, but obviously he was a starter. How do you see him fitting in?
I don't know. First off, the man's got an IQ about a million.
Yep.
He works fast. He's quick. We always used to say, you work fast, you change speeds, and you throw strikes. Those three variables will get you far, no matter what level of baseball you play in. Brent Suter does all of those. I think he will be put into that starting rotation as a lefty. Depending on how Burns reacts to his stint in Arizona with the mental and the physical work that they're doing with him down there, how Freddie Peralta establishes a new pitch, whether he plays in winter ball or not. I'm not necessarily worried about the righty lefties, too many guys in our rotation next year. I guess it's the development of the young guys that we were hoping for this year will define the role for Suter. But you've got Josh Hader from the left side next year. You've got, hopefully we sign Pomerantz. So now we have two lefties coming out of the pen. Claudio, you can do whatever you want with. Suter, do we really need four relievers out of the bullpen, or do we put Suter in the rotation and offset the righty power pitchers?
It is going to be fun, Wags. There's a whole lot of time for all those conversations. We'll have a bunch of them.
Yeah, they got to do something with Corbin Burns. They got
a bunch of them. We'll have a bunch of them on Hot Stove Weekly, man. Appreciate it. And I know you were sitting there watching and upset with that defeat as everybody else was in the area.
Crazy how fast that switch flipped. Holy Christ.
It was like you went to get a sandwich, and all of a sudden you're like, wait, when did they lose? What were they losing?
Did that really happen? Hey, I need another Tito's and water. What the hell happened?
There it is. Now that is a smart drink. Paul, appreciate it.
All right, boys. Have a good night.
That's Paul Wagner joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Now,
we do have that.
What did he say about Chris?
I say, will it be?
Yeah, he did.
Will
he
it be unprecedented after 1 year? Will they make a change?
And he said they ought to make a change.
You see, like him though, good guy.
Why? What's what?
What are you?
We gotta come back with that. Just come back with that.
No, I ain't come back. Just trying to figure what. What's the smile for in your face?
This dude's wanted Chris Hook gone since Jump Street.
No, I wanted. Okay. No, that's not true. That's
Steve. Steve texted me DJ. And told me to ask that question.
That's a lie too.
I'll show you the text.
Listen, that's not true what you just said. I never asked for Chris Hook to be fired.
Yeah,
I just wanted Derek Johnson
kept. Like him from jump.
Right. I just wanted Derek Johnson kept. Mm-hmm. Right. Could have been you as pitching coach, right. Leroy, Gary, what matter?
Gary, look
I just
at me.
Wanted Derek Johnson kept.
Gary, right.
They didn't keep him. There's nothing against Chris Hook whatsoever.
Gary.
But.
There's a but.
Hold on now. But.
With all due respect.
If you can clean out your whole coaching staff almost after being within one game of going to the World Series, how can anybody be surprised if they do this coaching staff again in the offseason? Wouldn't surprise me at all.
This would be unprecedented.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, back-to-back, I would, because I think you're trying to look for some sort of continuity. Now, he may say he want Hook gone, but I think that's a big deal when you keep flipping pitching coaches like
that. Steve told me to ask that question. I wasn't going to ask.
I mean, that's not sound based.
It's going to be whether or not they think he developed anybody.
Well, that too.
That's what it's going to be.
But still, you
ain't got a chance. Yeah,
that too. But you're getting rid of your pitching coach year after year. I
you're
mean,
also getting rid of a dude that helped develop a lot of these guys when they were in the minor league level.
That's
the
what Corbin Burns, he agreed Brandon. With that.
Right.
That's tough, but that's where he probably need to be.
Well, maybe
Steve, quit texting me what to say.
Man, don't you need to stop?
You need to stop this, man. Be a man and say what you want to say.
Most of these people don't like me already. You're just making it worse. You need to stop.
Who don't like you? People love you. What are you talking
about? Oh,
yeah. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.